Hammerhead.com. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins, and maybe possibly my favorite song, the theme from Caddyshack. Anyway, it's obviously Thursday, and I'm Bob Witte. It's North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have another Bonner General Health segment, and this week we'll be chatting with Denaya Bankson and Molly Behrens from BGH about Sandpoint Safety Day, which is this Saturday at Bonner General. So we'll learn all about that. And in our second segment, we'll once again welcome in from POAC, Pondre Arts Council, Dino Wall will be with us. They are putting on a concert at the Panada Theater tonight. Great way to kick off the Lost in the 50s weekend. And we'll learn all about that. And in our final segment today, we welcome in Keeley Gray from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll get the latest on what's happening around town. But first, of course, what's happening here in Sandpoint this weekend is the big return of Lost in the 50s after obviously a two-year hiatus. Lost in the 50s is back, and in a big way. Probably a record number of cars entered this year. So of course, the car parade will be Friday night at 6 o'clock. It starts at Sandpoint High School and weaves its way through downtown Sandpoint. Immediately following the parade on Friday night is the street dance, which started right here on this very radio station about 30 years ago. Just had the idea to put on a dance and did it the very first one in front of the Cedar Street Bridge, because that's where our offices were at the time. And it's just grown into a largely in part through Dan Young, who has hosted it for MC'd it for most of those years, and it's moved into Jeff Jones Square. And of course, there's live 50s music on Friday and Saturday night at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For more information on that, you can call 265-5678 or get your tickets at Second Avenue Pizza anytime. So go check that out. Wonderful performers again this year. And then, of course, Saturday, the cars will be arriving early in the morning downtown. And probably my favorite part about Lost in the 50s is just wandering around food vendors and looking at all the cars and all the people. And I can guarantee there's going to be a lot of Canadians in town this weekend because they haven't been able to leave for 2 years. And so 9:30 until about 4 o'clock downtown Sandpoint, and just a lot going on. The Sandpoint Rec Department has a lot going on this week. It's Unplug, Be Outside and Be Active, with tons of activities going on. Go to the City of Sandpoint's website and then click on Rec Department to find out what all that entails. But a lot of fun. Lighthouse YMCA is involved, and the disc golf course, and pickleball people, and all kinds of great stuff. Ultimate Frisbees, a lot going on with that, and in fact, a lot more just going on in town, and we will get to all that when Keeley Gray joins us in our final segment today. Something new I want to tell you about, of course, on this very show. A couple of times in recent months, we've had the folks from Mountain Traders in Elmira on the show, the old Elmira store. They're about halfway between Bonner's and Sandpoint. Well, they've got some great events coming up. They have a Dutch oven cooking class with Julie Copley, and that is June the 25th and from 12 until 4. Sounds very interesting. Limited space available. To join that, to sign up, contact the folks at Mountain Traders. Also, they're looking for vendors for their very own farmers market. It'll be Thursdays from 4 to 7, beginning Thursday, June the 2nd. There's no booth fees. There's no booth size restrictions. And again, for more information on that, go to Mountain Traders. Just stop by and next time you're driving up Highway 95 or down Highway 95, or just give them a call at 208 557 3733, Mountain Traders at mountaintraders.net. All right, so that's what's going on here today. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, it's our BGH segment for this month, and we'll get to that right after this.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. When it comes to preparing used vehicles to be offered for sale, I like to think Taylor & Sons does things a little different. Did you know that prior to offering a vehicle for sale, Taylor & Sons invests, on average, over $1,700 into every vehicle we sell? That $1,700 is almost double the industry average. Every vehicle that Taylor & Sons offers for sale undergoes a comprehensive inspection, including the obvious things like brakes and tires, but goes a step further to consider the scheduled maintenance items such as transmission and differential services, cosmetic reconditioning such as rock chips and dents, and thoroughly detailing every vehicle. Taylor & Sons is also the home of the Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every vehicle 8 years or newer with under 80,000 miles comes standard with a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. When you couple our comprehensive approach to reconditioning with our Powertrain Advantage, Taylor & Sons is the premier location to consider your next pre-owned vehicle. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pack River Store is hiring for motivated line cooks, prep cooks, dishwashers, and servers, offering competitive pay plus tips for all positions, easy scheduling, and matching 401k. To apply, go to packriverstore.com or give them a call.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, and with us here today from Bonner General Health, Denaya Bankson, and she's the Family-Centered Maternity Unit Clinical Supervisor. That's a title. And Molly Behrens joins us once again this week, the Foundation Specialist, and we have Sandpoint Safety Day coming up. It happens to be this Saturday, which is... happens to be Lost in the 50s Saturday as well. So one of you jump in here and tell us what Sandpoint Safety Day is and what it's all about.
Yeah, so Sandpoint Safety Day, so last year we did a car seat event, giving away car seats to help out with anybody in need that needed them. And we just wanted to expand it this year and bring in resources from around the community that maybe... families didn't know about. So we're going to do a car seat event again. There's flyers out that you can text and set up an appointment with, and we're taking walk-ins. So a lot of people don't realize that, you know, 70% of car seats aren't installed correctly, and that if you have them correctly and your children are installed in them correctly, there's an 82% chance they're going to be safer. Mm-hmm. And also, if they're not in their car seats correctly or not strapped at all, there's a 42% chance of death when they have a car rollover. So it's really important to keep them safe that way. So we're doing that.
And car seats actually expire?
They actually do. They have expiration dates on them. So when I first took the class, I was a little confused about that also. I said, how can that be? And it's because the heat and the cold, they expand, and that plastic that's in them, the all of that will crack after a while. So they end up being expired. And if your car seat is expired, we'll just give you one.
So especially if it was a hand-me-down or you got it at a garage sale, say, or a thrift store or something like that, the odds are fairly good it's not up to specs.
Correct. We really tell people not to get them from thrift stores or from garage sales because we don't know the history behind them. If a car seat happens to be in a car wreck, then that car seat needs to be thrown in the garbage and you need a new one. Oh. It's no longer safe.
So did I hear you right? So you will give people a brand new car seat?
Brand new, free of charge, no questions asked.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, and if it's expired, you come. If you're just going from maybe an infant carrier and your child's getting bigger and you need a bigger car seat, we'll give you one. Grandparents that need one, dads that need an extra car seat so you don't have to change them in and out. We just want children to be safe in their car seats.
So when is it safe to not use the car seat anymore? When your kid is it an age or is it a height or a weight or what is
it? A lot of time it's a weight.
Okay.
It's a height. It's really different in different states, so I don't really want to say there's a law to it, but it definitely you want to keep them rear facing for as long as you can, up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you turn them around, they're still in a 5-point harness. Usually the car seats we give out are convertible, so they are rear facing and they can switch around to front facing, and they can go up to 65 pounds. And then there's booster seats after that. And once the kids can put their feet flat on the floor, back against the back of the seat with a lap seat about around them, they should be fine without car seats.
Gotcha. So the booster seat is not really a safety thing. It's just so they can see out the window.
Well, it's also a safety thing for them because if they're too low down and the car seat belt is across them, not in the proper position, then they can get hurt.
So do you need to register or let you know that they're coming so you know how many car seats to have?
Yes. And I have a flyer that has a phone number at the bottom of it. But I can give you that now if you'd like that they can register. All right. It's 1-844-619-2048.
844-619-2048, or it's probably on the website as well, I would imagine.
Website as well, yes.
That's bonnergeneral.org for that. Anything else about car seat safety that we should know?
I don't think so.
So who will actually be on hand to hand out the car seats and answer questions and show you how to install it and so forth?
I will be there. And also Safe Start Northwest out of Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
They are with us, and they will be there, and we will have car seat technicians through child safety passenger technicians that will come also to do those.
So you want to register, let the BGH know you're coming to pick up a car seat, 844-619-2048. And Molly, of course, you're here representing the Bonner General Foundation.
Yes.
Again. Mm-hmm. And what is the Bonner General Foundation?
Yeah, so the foundation, it is a group of about 9 board members, I think we have right now, and we raise funds to meet needs that are identified by Bonner General Health. So we host fundraisers, we do different giving campaigns through the year. You might know us from the Heart Ball, that's mm-hmm. our biggest fundraiser, and that's in February. But we do things throughout the year, and we will be at Safety Day as well.
Will you be doing there?
Let me tell you, we'll do free face paint for the kids. We're going to have face painting. We have snacks and some freebies. Thanks to Safeway, Super One, and Yolks, they've provided us with some snacks for the kids. We will have info on our community health needs assessment, which is a survey that identifies health barriers in Bonner County. So we'll be promoting that. And then we will also have 3 lifeguards there, and they're going to do a short presentation/activity about kids' water safety. So our angle this time is just to, make sure that kids are know about water safety. Being on the lake, that's a pretty important thing.
Absolutely.
And thankfully, these lifeguards have donated their time to us, so we are appreciative of that. And we will also have a free drawing for two kids' life jackets.
Great.
Yeah, that's so that's will be 10 to 1. We'll have our booth at the safety fair, so come see us.
So to participate in this or to get a free car seat, brand new car seat, do you need to live in Bonner County or can you be from anywhere?
You don't have to live in Bonner County, no.
So you can come down from Bonner's Ferry, for example. So all you folks in Bonner's who are expecting or maybe already have little kids, you want to check that out. And then from when to when on Saturday?
It's from 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1. And where exactly will you be? I know some people these days get a little confused when you say Bonner General Health because, of course, you have the skywalk going, joining the two buildings. So which building will you be at?
It's called the HSB parking lot. So it's on between 3rd and 4th and Cedar. So it's that parking lot in front of the skywalk.
Okay.
Across from McDuff's.
Where Taylor Parker Motors used to be.
Correct. Where
yeah.
Taylor Parker Motors used
and
to be.
And across from the beer hall where I always be, or often be, I should say. That would be great from 10 to 1, did you say, Molly?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's happening on Saturday. So while you're downtown, stop by and say hi. Bring the kids along. There's snacks and somebody will walk away with the free kid life jacket. So, Molly, speaking of the foundation, what other events do you guys have coming up?
Well, our next event is mostly the Volunteer Council and the Healing Garden that is putting this one on. But there's an event called Spring for the Garden that is going to be on the 28th. So it's May 28th, which is a Saturday from noon to 3. And it is a garden party fundraiser for the Healing Garden. And we, the Healing Garden looks awesome right now. We have such dedicated volunteers that go through and weed and mulch and plant. And I just encourage everyone to take a stroll through there because it's really feeling like spring. And so there, it will be an event from noon to 3. And it's a silent art auction. We also have artists that will paint on site at the event, and we'll be auctioning off that art. We are auctioning off a flower basket that was donated from the flower farm. We have live music. Justin Landis will be playing, and as well as the Suzuki String Academy. So that will be fun to have the kids there. And then we also have kids' activities. It's really a family fun event. We'll have rock painting for the kids, and then also worm exploration. So you're not going to want to miss that,
Bob.
I don't
really like that. Worm exploration?
Yes, it's teaching kids about compost and the important role that worms play in the garden.
Okay, I can handle that. I thought maybe just reaching into a big jar of worms or something.
Nope. But you do get to take a worm home with you, Bob, so...
That does it right there.
Yes.
Oh, geez. And yeah, where else do you get free worms, huh?
Right. This isn't a good transition, but there will also be food and refreshments provided by Trinity.
And when is this?
It is Saturday, May 28th from noon to 3 p.m. in the Healing Garden, which is on the north side of the hospital across from patient registration. And the Healing Garden's always open for anybody to go stroll through. It's just beautiful. There's a chapel. There's benches so you can sit and have your lunch. It's a really tranquil space back there.
That's great. So, again, this Saturday is the car safety seat event happening in the parking lot in front of BGH, the new part of BGH. And to register to get a free brand new car seat, 844-619-2048. And no questions asked. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you're getting it for or what have you. So
there'll be other vendors there too from the resources. So Selkirk Fire will be there with a fire truck.
Okay.
And then Mountain State's Early Head Start, WIC, and Head Start from Panhandle Health District will be there too.
Very good. So check that out while you're downtown checking out the cars Lost in the 50s this Saturday. Molly Adania, thank you for joining us, and thanks for all you do for the town.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit, talk about a concert that's going on tonight at the Panada Theater. Dino Wall is with us from APOAC, and I think she's got a very special guest with her, so stick around.
This summer, Brett Young is coming to Northern Quest. Dance the night away with the chart-topping country pop superstar. Brett Young performing live on August 6th. Get your tickets now on northernquest.com.
What makes Camas Rewards at Northern Quest the best loyalty card in the region? Easy. It lets you earn and redeem points in more ways than just gaming. We're talking everything from steaks at Maslow's, pub grub at Epic, and spa days at La Rive, to shopping at Windfall and fuel at our Kalispell Chevrons. You name it. And if you sign up now, you could win up to $2,022 in reward play instantly. No one does rewards quite like Northern Quest.
Looking for summer employment in Sandpoint? Trinity at City Beach is gearing up for the summer season and is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our team. Trinity will be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Pend'Oreille, and no experience is needed. If you're interested in joining our team this summer, drop off your application and resume today. Hiring and training begins now. Stop in soon. Trinity at City Beach, 208-255-7558.
Been looking at paint colors all winter? When you're ready to make the call between bone, ivory, or Greek villa, use your STCU Rewards credit card and earn up to 5x points on purchases at qualifying home improvement stores, April 1st through June 30th. Redeem your points for cash back, airline tickets, gift cards, or even to erase a recent transaction, reducing your balance. Apply now or upgrade at stcu.org/bonus. All loans subject to approval.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right. We are back. Our second segment here today at North Idaho Thursday, and we have Dino Wall with us from POAC, Pend'Oreille Arts Council. Dino, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
You were here not too long ago. When was that?
Yeah, we were here probably to promote one of our other performances. So yeah, couple months ago.
So great, and I had Veronica from the Panada on last week. It's just so great that to have performances again.
Oh, my gosh,
and
it's
the
so great.
Panada has a full slate of events this month, 13 events. In the month of May, which is, you know, about as many as they can do. So
it's wonderful.
That is great.
And people are just really so excited to get back out there again. We have almost a full house tonight. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah. So tell us about that. What is happening at the Panada Theater?
Well, let me say, we are presenting the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. It's a huge exclamation point on the end of our performing arts season. And I have here sitting next to me, Chris Brubeck. We're so thrilled. We just came from Sandpoint High School, where they did some outreach, and we can talk a little bit more about that. But the show tonight, the big show tonight, is 7:30 at the Panada Theater. Doors open at 7, and tickets are available.
Oh, they are.
Yes, they are. Artinsandpoint.org, or you can call 208-263-6139, or you can come to the door tonight and take your chances. But we do urge you to do the artinsandpoint.org.
I was at a luncheon the other day, and Veronica said, don't take your chances. We're coming to the door. Get your tickets in advance, because we are expecting to sell out.
Absolutely. Yep. It's going to be a really nice crowd for you guys tonight.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
It's a long way to get here.
Yeah. Yeah. And almost didn't make it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We did. We fooled everyone.
Well, Chris, welcome to the program. And Dino, thanks for bringing them in. And where did you guys come from for a long way to get here?
We came from Newark Airport and went to Denver. And I was telling them, I won't go into all the sort of details, but we experienced a miracle. We landed late at 8:05 and our plane to Spokane was at 8:20. And we were as further away as you could get in the B corridor in Denver, which is a long haul.
Yeah, it is.
We ran, and the gate attendant actually made the airplane come back to pick us up.
No way.
True. Can you believe that?
We're going, we have a workshop to go to. You gotta let us in. Musical kids.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm telling you. And the biggest miracle, we got here, and our luggage made it too. Now, I don't.
Big shocker, yeah, in my opinion. Bigger shocker.
So,
yeah.
Anyhow. So
how did they do that?
I don't know.
It's
absolutely shocking.
Weird. But,
yeah.
You know, last week, that guy landed that solo plane in Orlando with
Fort Lauderdale
with no training, you know? So, like, that's.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe there's an air angel out there doing happy, nice things for people.
Yeah. And I was glad, you know, normally the jazz band meets at 7 a.m. every morning. Like, I remember my son had his little buns in that seat every day at 7 o'clock for 4 years. But we changed it to 11 o'clock because, you know, 7 a.m. is just not the right hour for jazz musicians to do their thing.
For any musician.
At 1:30 in the morning.
Right. So that was really nice. That
a lot of musicians are going to bed at 7 in the morning.
That's right. Yeah. So that was really
great.
What
did you do at Sandpoint High School?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we listened to the kids that play there, and their teacher, Aaron, is obviously doing a really good
job. Aaron Gordon, yeah, he's an amazing guy.
They were enthusiastic, and they were tight, and they understood, you know, how their rhythms and everything fit in. And they took some nice solos, and we listened to them play, and we offered a few suggestions about some things that maybe they could do better or just experiment. And so it was good. I actually get very excited when I see young kids in today's culture. And no offense to their Armenian family, but I always say, in our Kardashian-worshipping culture, you know, famous for literally doing nothing but marrying basketball stars and showing body parts, you know, that you have kids that actually practice instruments, knowing it doesn't instantly happen to you. You have to work at something. I'm going, holy God, this is great. So I'm just grateful that these guys are beyond our American pop culture enough to work at something and achieve something on the artistic level. And, you know, who knows if any of them or how many of them will become professional musicians. But I always tell these people, you know, in the real business world, when you do an interview, they want to know, did you play in a band? Mm-hmm. Did you do that stuff? Or team sports? Because they want to know, are you a team player? Yeah. Do you know how to work with a team?
Yeah.
We've had certain people involved in very high levels that have no team concept, you know, and so now maybe more than ever, that background is important.
And probably the main reason they ask if you know how to play an instrument, because they realize what discipline it takes. Like you said, you just don't pick up a guitar. And I mean, we all wanted to know how to play a song. We wanted to play Louie Louie the next day, you know, but no, it takes time to learn all those chords, and it just takes discipline, whether it's the drums or piano or a court, whatever. It's not easy, and it's a great experience to it translates to other things in life, you know, that teaches you how to discipline in school in general. It's like,
absolutely,
I don't get, you know, all of these math things, but if you work at it, you'll figure it out. So music's a much more fun way to get there.
When Chris told them today, he said, you know, getting together as musicians, it's an agreement. You have to form an agreement. And they were playing this one song in the mood, and they weren't all, he goes, you're not all in agreement of when you're going to hit that note. Are you going to go da da, or are you going to go da da? And so he had them like kind of hit it on the back side of it, and he got them all in agreement on that, and it sounded just so much better. It was amazing. It was really cool.
I do a lot of orchestrating and, you know, composing and all that kind of stuff. So I was just saying, you know, you can only do so much with what's written on the page, and then it's interpretation, and that's where your conductor or your teacher comes in, or the leaders of the sections. And there's just certain stuff that doesn't go down on paper.
Yeah.
You have to talk about it, and then you do it.
We're talking to Chris Brubeck, of course, of the Brubeck Brothers, Dan, that will be along tonight, too, playing at the Panada Theater, along with Dino Wall from POAC. And the show is not sold out. You can still get tickets at artsinsandpoint.org. And like I said, 7 o'clock for the door, 7:30 for the show. And of course, if the name Brubeck sounds familiar, of course, jazz giant Dave Brubeck is a hero to a lot of us for many, many years. And it's so great that you guys follow in his footsteps. And tell us about, you know, is this like a life goal? Ever since you're a little kid, did you want to be like dad and be doing this?
Well, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't know any better, but it was just fun that all these things, people like Uncle Paul Desmond, Uncle Joe Morello, Uncle Eugene Wright, Uncle Charlie Mingus, Uncle Jerry Mulligan, you know, it's like, and we were in the weird situation of just appreciating as little kids. We didn't realize that they were uniquely amazing.
Yeah.
We thought, oh, all musicians are that good.
Yeah.
You know, but then we got older and we got better in our instruments and we evolved to the point that we were, you know, playing at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center with these guys, you know, it's like, and then finally went on tour with our dad for, I probably played with him about 25 years, made a dozen records. Dan produced a great trio record with drums, bass, and piano. And so we've done a lot of stuff together. And then for me as a composer, it's really great. We even started writing these big orchestral compositions together. Like we were the first people to get permission to use Ansel Adams photographs. And we project them over the orchestra and it's called Ansel Adams America. And that's been done by dozens of orchestras. In the United States. I don't think it's been done anywhere in Idaho yet, but
you know, think about that.
So it's a very intertwined thing. It's not like literally, well, we are following in our father's footsteps, but we also, you know, people say, well, we've worked with him. I mean, we are part of his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just it was like handed off to us, you know, in terms of things that we've done together. And, you know, I understand his music very well. And during COVID, when the touring was shut down, we started a family record company where we discovered music that's never been heard before, that is just killing. And, you know, we write the notes for it, we remix it, and we put it out. Last year, it was Time Outtakes. They discovered outtakes from the record Time Out. I never knew
that
existed.
Oh, how cool is that?
It is really cool. Because some of the
wow.
What they didn't use, some of it's better than what they did use.
Oh, that is so true. Like Outtake, you know, the bootleg albums that have been coming out, the Bob Dylan series, and so I actually prefer those versions of so many of those classic songs to the classic songs. Like, that is great. That's how that song started.
Yeah. Well, and that new Beatles special, you know, that Peter Jackson did, it's the same thing where you're seeing them actually create and improvise and you know, have these conversations that we've never heard before.
And like,
you know,
so. They're making up those lyrics in the studio.
Yeah.
And our newest recording, which just came out, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but it's on the jazz charts at number 17 now, is live in Vienna. And the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond, Joe Morello, Eugene Wright made, you know, dozens and dozens of records. But their last tour of the group breaking up in Europe, Paul was sort of like, couldn't believe that Dave was going to dissolve the group at its peak. Kind of like the Beatles in the jazz world.
Yeah.
And so he met some friends in Hamburg, and whatever he was doing, he did it all night and missed the plane to Vienna the next day and the next day. And they were playing at the equivalent of Carnegie Hall in Vienna. And it was just Dave, Joe, and Gene. Paul never made it.
Wow.
And at the time, of course, they were really angry that they were abandoned by, you know, 25% of, you know, very famous part of the group. But in retrospect, I'm so glad Paul went out and got drunk because it's the only trio recording of those three. And they play with a vengeance. Like, we'll prove to him how good we can be, even if he doesn't bother showing up.
That's amazing.
So this record just came out and it's getting killer reviews. And it should. It's incredible.
That's
it's
a great story.
Brain, you know, between drum fills and Dave's thinking and Gene on bass, it's incredible. So you never know what you have musically. It can, sometimes it takes 50 years to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a great story.
yeah, Chris definitely. Brubeck, what can folks expect to see tonight and hear tonight at the Panada?
Well, because it's generally we're in the time of Dave's centennial, which got screwed up by COVID. But he was born in 1920. And his birthday is late in the year, so that justified 21. And here we are in 22. Then we say, hey, Bernstein had about 5 years of his centennial. But we're leaning heavily on doing Dave Brubeck material in our own kind of arrangements. And Chuck Lamb is a fantastic pianist that's in our group, and also Mike D'Amico, a great guitarist. So we're not like an imitation ghost band, and yet everyone that loved Dave music loves what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're saluting it, and you know, we don't have a sax player, so it sounds different right away. But like my brother Dan is an astounding drummer. Like people will say, oh my God, that's the best drum solo I've ever seen in my life. Usually is the comment I hear. And then, of course, at the end of the concert, sometimes I hear someone say, are you guys related to Dave Brubeck?
Just a little.
Or my other real favorite one is an old lady came up after, you know, we're improvising our butts off. That's what jazz is all about.
Yeah.
She said, that concert was so enjoyable. It was all, you were having so much fun. It was almost as if you were making it up as you went along.
Funny.
That's great. So Brubeck Brothers, put on by Pondere Arts Council. It's tonight, 7:30 at the historic Panada Theater. It is not sold out as of this moment. Go to artsinsandpoint.org or artsinsandpoint.org.
It's actually singular art. I'm sorry. It's art in Sandpoint. Thank you. Although they'd probably get there in the end. But
yeah,
artinsandpoint.org.
Yeah. Or just
thank you.
Google
Pondere Arts Council or Brubeck Brothers. Council. You'll find it.
So that's happening tonight. And you've got lots of things coming up this summer for POAC Art Walk is in June 17th mm-hmm. through September 2nd. Arts and Crafts Fair, which is always a great, great event in downtown, August 13th and 14th. Art Party, June 24th. And, of course, a performing arts schedule again next fall. And
yep, we're working on that, finalizing that. And thanks for highlighting those upcoming events.
No problem. We will talk more about them as we head into the summer. And, Chris, great to meet you. And
great to meet you, too.
Have a great show tonight.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Talking about the music in this city.
Yeah. We'll do it again sometime.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take our final break when we come back from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. We have Keely Gray with us, talk about the 50s and lots of stuff going on right now as summer officially kicks off tomorrow here in Sandpoint. So stick around.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. When it comes to preparing used vehicles to be offered for sale, I like to think Taylor & Sons does things a little different. Did you know that prior to offering a vehicle for sale, Taylor & Sons invests, on average, over $1,700 into every vehicle we sell? That $1,700 is almost double the industry average. Every vehicle that Taylor & Sons offers for sale undergoes a comprehensive inspection, including the obvious things like brakes and tires, but goes a step further to consider the scheduled maintenance items such as transmission and differential services, cosmetic reconditioning such as rock chips and dents, and thoroughly detailing every vehicle. Taylor & Sons is also the home of the Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every vehicle 8 years or newer with under 80,000 miles comes standard with a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. When you couple our comprehensive approach to reconditioning with our Powertrain Advantage, Taylor & Sons is the premier location to consider your next pre-owned vehicle. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Lynn. And at Super One Foods, they say, save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at store or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Need reliable internet at an amazing price? Ziply Fiber has reliable internet starting at just $20 a month. Only fiber internet offers equally fast upload and download speeds. You'll enjoy reliable, smooth family video calls or work from home. Plus, you can get a $20 a month one-time introductory price for the first 12 months with no annual contracts. And the first month internet service is free. Visit ziplyfiber.com or call 1-866-MY-ZIPLY to see if fiber internet is available at your home. That's ziplyfiber.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today here on North Idaho Thursday, and joining us now is Keely Gray from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. Keely, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. I see that you're surviving without Kate McAllister, our leader, for a month. She's been in Ireland.
I tell you what, I mean, as you've seen in my newsletter, I definitely am missing her presence every day. I actually ran into a chamber member came into the office today, and she made the comment of like, every time we see Kate, she's always smiling, and that just always like brightens my day. And I'm like, that is why we love our queen so much, because she just, every time she walks in a room, she just makes you happy. So the office has been very lonely without her.
Well, you should have told me. I would have come over.
Amen. Well, I've been seeing a lot of you lately with Chamber Ambassadors and the GML. We've had a lot of stuff going on.
Well, like I said at last week's GML, is that you can't be called the Queen of Ireland unless every few years you go back to visit the home country.
So. Oh, and not only visit, she's like leading the tour.
Yeah, two tours.
Two tours, exactly.
Two tours in Ireland. And so what has been going on in her absence at the Chamber?
Well, we had a fantastic GML last Thursday, as you well know, who you are an awesome MC. I really appreciate you stepping in for that.
The MC sucked.
The MC was fantastic. Don't let him fool you.
Guest speaker was great.
The guest speaker was phenomenal as well. Sam Wolkenhauer from the Idaho Department of Labor just simplified everything that's happening with our economy and just put it in a neat little bow that everybody could understand. And I was blown away by his presentation. And we had a great couple of sponsors with Friends of Scotchman's Peak and Lewis and Clark State College. So that was really wonderful. So I felt like it was a really potent, fun GML.
And it was the most attended one we've had in 2 years.
It was. I mean, COVID kind of got everybody out of that habit. So we're excited to kind of come back, and we're still setting the marker at like, hey, maybe 50 people will come this time. That's what we're kind of like, come on, everybody, let's get back to it. We can do it.
Yeah. Speaking of getting back to it, as I said, the outset of today's show, Lost in the 50s is back this weekend, and how exciting is that with the car parade tomorrow at 6 o'clock, going through the downtown streets, and then the street dance following that, and then all day Saturday, of course, there's cars are parked in and around downtown, and there's food vendors and all kinds of stuff going on, a big event at Bonner General Health, and then of course two nights of 50s live music at the fairgrounds. Do you get into it? Do you like the 50s weekend?
So, funny story. And you may have to find this for me because I have not yet to find a copy. But I've been told that there's a big book about Sandpoint, the one with the big heart on it, that's like was made back in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And I've been told by several of my friends that there is a picture of me dancing in a 50s skirt and when I was in middle school.
Wow.
In there. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, because when I was in middle school, like this is how iconic this event is. When I was in middle school, all the way back in the early 2000s, that's what my friends and I did. We dressed up, we went to school, we had our poodle skirts on, we went and catched the parade, and then after the parade, we went down to the street dance and just danced our patooties off all night.
And as I said, now instead of this program, that street dance started as a KSBT KPND event in front of the Cedar Street Bridge, because I didn't think we expected it to get that big, because there wasn't much room there. Mm-hmm. Then my good buddy Ray Allen emceed the first one. And Ray and his genius move, we're putting on this free event for kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers, because they had nothing else to do after the parade.
True.
And he brings a keg of beer. I go, Ray, what are you doing? He's like, well, I figured we could sell beer. I go, well, that's a great idea, but these are kids.
Well, hey, the parents have to have something to do.
Well, that's what it ended up being, is like you're kind of on the down low. It's like, hey, there's beer over there, but don't give it to
me. While your kids dancing.
Anyway, that's where it started. Then quickly, Dan Young took it over and moved it over to Jeff Jones Square, and it's become bigger and better every year.
So. Yeah, it's been really fun. And my husband has a wooden car that he just loves to bring out, and he hasn't been able to bring it out in a couple of years. So.
Wooden car.
Yeah, it's made out of a 1976 Ford chassis, and his grandfather started it with like a wood body. And after he passed away, Alan took it upon himself to finish it. And it's really cool. We actually got to ride it in the parade. I think 2018 was the last time we got to do the parade. But my husband's a gearhead. So he loves the old cars, and he's just like, babe, I am not missing the parade this year. I'm like, you go, you do your thing. He loves it.
Yeah, it's been way too long, and understandably why it didn't happen in the last 2 years. Yeah. And Carolyn Gleason does such a sensational job of putting it all together. Her 35th lost in the 50s.
And you can kind of just feel the community just rallying around her and just kind of pouring love into this event, because it's been everywhere. Like, everybody that I talked to was just like, we're supporting this. We are going to make this happen, you know? And I think that's been really important to Carolyn, from what I've heard, that, you know, she just kind of feels this outpouring of love to her in this event, because it's so iconic Sandpoint. Like, I mean, you can't have, I mean, it's been around since, it's older than me, Bob.
Boy, that's old. No, I'm just kidding.
I tell you what.
That you're extremely
It's only by young. A couple. It's only by a couple years, but so.
But 35 years, and of course, she would be the first one here to thank all of her volunteers that helped make it what it is. So, hopefully the weather cooperates, and it would. What would the 50s be if it didn't rain a little bit?
I know. It's either during the parade, the street dance, or the car show. It's like, pick one. Let's just hope at least one of them we get some sunshine.
Yeah. And also this week and this weekend, you want to go to the City of Sandpoint's website and go to the Parks and Rec Department. And they have Be Outside and Be Unplug, Be Outside and Be Active going on. It involves the YMCA, Ultimate Frisbee folks, pickleball people, just all kinds of great stuff to get out and do. And of course, Ponderay Winery on a Friday has the Sarah Brown Band playing from 5 to 8. And the Farmer's Market, of course, will be going on Saturday during the car show and all of that. Waldorf School has their annual spring auction this Saturday. Go to sandpointwaldorf.org for more on that. There's a Sandpoint Bike Rodeo, a free bike rodeo going at North Summit Church, of course, on Division from 11 until 1.
The pages keep going.
There's no shortage of events.
I was just thinking, if anybody finds themselves bored this weekend, they're not trying hard enough.
Yeah. And there's also a Ponderay bike rodeo, as if there wasn't enough going on. And that will be on Sunday at McNerney Park in Ponderay from 11 to 2. And the youth are encouraged to bring their bikes to these bike rodeos. And there will be folks there to show them how to, you know, take care of the chains and stuff and do a safety check and things of that nature. So,
and I hear there's an obstacle course. I feel like that was shared with us earlier, that there might be a little like obstacle course for bikers, which will be fun.
So, Keely, you mentioned that picture of you in middle school in the poodle skirt. Do you still wear that skirt to the 50s?
So, funny story, I don't have that skirt anymore. That was a borrowed skirt, but I do, and Jeannie Hunter over at the high school may be really sad about this. I do still have my skirt from when I was Frenchie in Greece in high school. And it's a pink one. So I was Frenchie. So I have a pink poodle skirt from Greece that I often look at, but I haven't worn since high school.
Well, in celebration of the 35th loss in the 50s and to come back after 2 years during a pandemic, I think you should break out the poodle skirt.
I will break it out. Whether or not it still fits, that's the question.
I'm certain that it does. What else is coming up chamber-wise in the next month? Are you guys going to be back with chamber chatter here pretty soon?
Yes, I'm hoping that when Kate gets back, we're back on for chamber chatter. I feel like, don't quote me on this, but I feel like we're going to have some conversations with the City of Sandpoint coming up on chamber chatter. Parks and Rec stuff happening, which will be great. And of course, we're just gearing up for our summer events, hoping that those kick off and go well. We're already well underway with Beer Fest, which is great. Things are rolling, and it's going to be a fun, busy summer.
And speaking of Parks and Rec for the City of Sandpoint, they will be our guest speakers at the GML on June the 9th. So you want to check that out and see what their future plans are and in the works. So that'll be very interesting. And it was just great to have you back on the program.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
And it was very much a pleasure talking to Keely, of course, and Dino Wall was with us, and Chris Brubeck. What a pleasant surprise that was, and catch the Brubeck brothers tonight at the Panada. That's it for me right now. Until next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.